moving along through session now through the third week, and this is the week where most of the committees have started to convene.
Yes, of course, we had a short week that kept us from having some of the committee hearings, but committee hearings have started this week. I have not had any bills heard in committee yet, and I have not held a committee hearing yet. We just didn't have time to schedule a committee hearing this week, but we will start hearings in government reform next week. We already noticed up that hearing and the bills that will be heard, one of which is one that I have sponsored, and I'm looking forward to getting that bill before the committee. I have an interesting committee this year because they're all freshmen. They're all brand new senators, some of which have had no legislative experience and a couple that have had some legislative experience, but this is their first year in the Senate. So I think it's going to be an interesting hearing. They'll be kind of learning the process, and if they haven't already been in other hearings, it'll be brand new to them, and that's going to be kind of interesting for them to start getting into the process.
We talked about this before, and that's the fact that the committees are where not only are the lawmakers introduced a lot of this legislation, it's a chance for the public to come and voice their opinions as well.
The public hearings are a very important, maybe the most important part of the legislative process, because you're exactly right. That's when the public has the opportunity to testify before each of the committees on any bill that is of interest to them. They do have to come to Jefferson City while we're in session because all the hearings are held here. Sometimes during the interim, we'll have special interim committees, and sometimes have hearings out across the state. But during session, of course, all the hearings are here at the Capitol. Hearings are noticed up on a certain calendar day, and they have to have a minimum number of days of notice so that people do have an opportunity to make plans to be here. It's always good if we know a little bit ahead of time who is coming, so we have a reasonable idea how much time a particular hearing will take, because we do have limited time for hearings. It's one reason we've only scheduled two bills to be heard in my committee next week, is because we don't want to try to cram too much into one hearing. But that is when the public can come and can testify in favor or opposed to a bill. And we try to make sure that those bills are noticed in time for the public to be involved. So I appreciate you mentioning that, because that is a critical part of the lawmaking process.
Been a week now since we heard the governor's state of the state. Since then, the Appropriations Committee here in the Senate has started to hear, again, public testimony, and the wheels are rolling toward the second Friday of May.
That's exactly right. It's an interesting process because, of course, well, I haven't received a copy of the governor's budget yet, but I will receive one. I'm not on the Appropriations Committee, so they will have already received those copies, and we'll be working through them. And even though we will not actually get the budget until the House works through that, we do have the governor's recommendations and can begin hearings immediately on what he is recommending. That helps move the process faster once we get the budget from the House. They'll go through the budget, make what changes they think are necessary based on the testimony that's brought to their budget committee, then they'll send a budget to the Senate, and hopefully our Appropriations Committee members will have had time to become familiar with the numbers by then. And we do try to keep up with the changes the House may be making so that it's not a surprise when the budget comes over. But it's a pretty rigorous process. It's a lot of work. Appropriations Committee members spend a lot of hours before and after session convenes in the weekdays. They do a hard work. It's a challenging job for them. We've got a brand new budget chairman. We'll see just how well he's able to manage that committee and work through the numbers.